want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm part of THP Radio Network. We have a very special show this week brought to you from our new studio in Orlando, Florida. And with the Tour Championship coming up this week, we wanted to make the show all about the LPGA Tour. And to do so, we wanted to bring in one of our ladies' golf apparel and golf experts, and that is Golf for Her. And she's a part of the THP family. And I want to welcome you on and kind of tell us what Golf for Her is.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. For those that don't know about Golf for Her, we're a boutique-style website, which I commonly refer to it as a webtique. It's cute, right?
I thought so.
We carry a collection of really fun and modern, and I think most importantly, like a lot of versatile women's golf apparel for women of all ages. And we also include some really great and practical accessories for that, you know, golf fashionista that's out there. So
so basically what you guys are saying is I'm pointless on this show and I have no reason to be here.
No.
Yeah, so you can leave now.
Except you do have something for the holidays on your site for men, don't you?
We do. We're really excited. Not sure if you guys know, but Fila is one of our one of the lines that we're carrying now on Golf for Her that has been fantastic. Stacey Lewis is out there wearing it on tour, but we've had this great opportunity with Fila to actually bring some of the men's Fila collection onto the website during the holidays. So there is something for you out there.
Well, that's good. And I've actually worn and reviewed the Fila men's golf line and like it quite a bit. So that's good to know. Now, speaking of the tour, actually, before we get into that, can you kind of give us a rundown of some of the brands so, you know, the female listeners out there can kind of know what you have without clicking over right away?
And the male listeners can take notes so they know what to buy their ladies for the holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got some really great brands, some brands that you really can't find many other places out there. So we're carrying Hugo Boss, which is a fantastic line that we've been very fortunate to be one of the exclusive providers for or retailers for. We're carrying Fila, like I mentioned, Abacus, which is tremendously popular and gaining so much momentum here in the States. Fan favorite is Ligia, obviously. Fantastic. Linda does a fantastic job with her collection. We carry Donna Bond. We're carrying Loudmouth Golf, Joe Fit, Quagmire, which is another fan favorite of ours. So we're carrying some really fun and modern and functional apparel. We actually, matter of fact, we just added two new lines to the website that some of the customers may or may not know about. But AUR is one of the new lines that we just added, which is a really modern and fresh apparel company. And then we also added some pieces from the Sun Ice collection for the holidays. So we're really excited about that line now being available to the women. So
basically
that we're really
your store
to.
Consists of Golfer Gal's closet.
Yes, it does. Cause exactly. I wore a Sun Ice jacket this morning. And I wore, the last time I played golf, I wore a Fila outfit because I think their skirts are maybe the best skirts out there. I love them.
Absolutely.
They're so comfortable. I can't get over how comfortable they are. I feel like I'm wearing pajamas.
It is. And you know, and the style is great for off the golf course as well. Because I think you guys know, you've seen a trend probably with female golfers and even men golfers that the apparel can be worn, you know, playing golf or out shopping. It's just very fashionable and stylish that, you know, those of us who are looking for some more versatility, I guess, in our golf clothes, Ligia is great. They deliver really well with that. And
I agree. Ligia is another wonderful one. I saw the AUR. I think the dress is adorable.
Absolutely adorable and completely comfortable. So it's one of my favorites right now on the website is the AUR Eco Smart golf dress. And what's great about AUR is that they've introduced an eco-friendly fabric, which is a combination of bamboo and cotton blend. So it's soft and supple. It's just a fantastic dress. And it's really become a very popular item on the website, especially for the holidays now. They're all looking for that little
so,
black dress.
Golfer Gal, is this exactly what you feel like when we have the Sligo guys on the show?
What? Yes, yes. I could sit and do girl tech all day, especially when it comes to clothing. They call me the fashion guru for a reason.
So going back to the Tour Championship coming up this week, you have a unique partnership with a professional golfer by the name of Mallory Blackwelder. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mallory is fantastic. Mallory is in her rookie year this year on the LPGA Tour. She's played here in the States, and she's also been playing on the European Tour. Mallory, you know, has been a great fit for golf for her. I mean, she really, I think, has been, you know, she's really what golf is now. It's young, it's fresh, it's smart, you know, athletic, and, you know, she's beautiful inside and out. And I think she's a really great ambassador for the company. And we're really excited to be working with her. And, you know, Mallory comes from a golf family. Her mom was an LPGA player. She was rookie of the year in 1980. And her dad is a pro, you know, is a tour caddy who's caddied for the likes of Julie Ingstar. So, you know, Mallory, golf is in her DNA, so I don't think there's anyone better to help represent, you know, golf for her than Mallory. But she's been fantastic, and, you know, we look forward to pursuing, you know, an ongoing relationship with her over the next couple of years as we grow and as she and her career grows. We look forward to a really good partnership together.
Well, I'm sure she wears the clothes well and obviously has quite a selection to choose from. Now, everybody knows the Tour Championship, or at least I hope they do, is in Orlando, Florida, which is in our neck of the woods at Grand Cypress. And THP will be out there covering it. We'll have interviews, pictures, and everything else. But before any major event, and we'll call this one as major event as it is, we like to do some little predictions and show everybody how bad our picks really are, especially Golfer Gals.
I hate these predictions because I'm never right, and then I always pick people I like, and then they never even make the cut, and I'm just the kiss of death with this.
You've done well for that in the past.
I know.
With that said, we're going to get into what we call we really don't have a name for it, but we're going to get into
we should come up with one.
Winner, dark horse, and disappointment. What it means is you're going to pick – each one of us is going to pick who we think is going to win, who we think is a dark horse, you know, somebody who you may not think about right away, but they're going to do really well or better than they normally do. And, of course, the disappointment, which is somebody – you never really want to have a disappointment, but somebody that is predicted or ranked really high that you don't feel like will fulfill their promise. So why don't we kick it off this time, and we'll start with our disappointment picks. And Golfer Gal, who do you think is going to disappoint and why?
Christy Kerr.
Okay.
I picked Christy Kerr because she's playing really well all year. But I just, you know, she's hit the number one spot a couple times, but I just don't think that she's going to do well in this tournament.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think I would pick the same, but I think I'm going to go with Pedersen. I think she's been playing well. I think she should be up there, and I think she should be winning, but she comes so close.
I know.
You know, so I'd love to see her up there. I'd love to see her win, but I think she's gonna fall short. Oh, I hate saying that.
This is the toughest one, and my pick is one of my favorites, and that is Aimee Azzotto, who has had one heck of a year. You know, a storybook kind of year. She hasn't been playing quite as well recently as she did, you know, who could play as well as she did at the beginning of the year. I mean, I've never – that's legendary and iconic kind of numbers she was putting up at the beginning of the year.
But I know. It's kind of exciting that we got to be able to see that, because who knows if that will happen again.
Exactly. So I think that she may come up just a little short in this one, and my prediction is she'll finish outside the top 20.
Ooh.
That's bold.
Yeah.
That is bold.
And next up, of course, is our dark horse picks. And a dark horse pick means different things to different people. And I'm going to...
Yeah, we've argued about this several times.
We've gone back and forth. You know, my idea of a dark horse is somebody ranked outside of the top 20 that kind of comes in. But at the same time, a dark horse can also be somebody who's just not talked about a lot. So
and I think a dark horse can be somebody who's talked about a lot. Or who people say is not going to do well and then ends up doing well. So
that could be true. Maybe that's another definition. We won't argue about it anymore.
No.
But Golfer Gal, who is your dark horse and why?
My dark horse is Julie Ingstar.
Very much a dark horse. Any reasons?
She's coming to the end of her career. She's retiring at the end of the season, and we're getting close to the end of the season. So I think that she could maybe pull out one last win.
I got to tell you, you want to talk about a fitting ending to a storied career.
Yep.
That one would be a headline that every golf publication in the world won't but should broadcast.
Yeah, I threw a curveball at you just now, didn't I?
You did. And just like in real baseball in high school, years ago, I swung and missed at it.
that would be great. And she's had a great season this year. She's really rallied a lot, and she's given these young girls a run for their money. So
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Had it not been for that little mishap with the 28 or whatever you want to call it, who knows? She may have won that one.
That's true. Now, who do you have as your dark horse?
I think I'm. You know, there's so many great players out there that you know have been playing really well and solid golf. But I'm gonna say Brittany Lincecum this year. I think, you know, I'd love to see her get a win on the board this year. And you know, I just like her approach to golf, and she is consistent, and you know, I'm gonna vote for her as my dark horse.
Well, that's a great pick. In fact, you'll hear more about her in a couple of minutes from me. And she's a local and a favorite, and I'll give more information about that shortly. My dark horse is one I've gone back and forth with so many times because I actually think that. I originally thought I was going to pick her to win the tournament outright, but I won't go that far, although I think she still could, and that's Christina Kim. And I don't think this
it's
year
good pick.
Has – what's that?
I was going to say it's a good pick.
I don't think this year has gone as well for her as a lot of people predicted, but at the same time, she's played really good golf in spots, and she's playing really good golf right now. I think she's ranked, and I'm going off memory here, so don't quote me, but I think she's ranked right outside the top 50, like 52 or 53,
mm-hmm.
and in the Rolex rankings. But I think that she could come here where she's a local.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a good pick. She's a local.
And I think she could walk in and walk out on Sunday with the trophy. So, bold prediction, but I like it. And hopefully we'll get to see her this weekend and see my prediction come true. And, of course, the last section of this little game we play of boredom for our listeners is who we think's going to win. And, you know, while we all agree that we want our dark horses to do well and everything else, the winner is something different. So, Golfer Gal, who do you think's going to win this weekend?
Well, my winner is actually the same as Golfer Her's disappointment, which is what's going to happen now that I picked her as my winner. Anyhow, so I said Suzanne Pedersen. I mean, she gets so close every time, and she just cannot get there. And I really want to see her win. I like her as a person. I like her as a player. I think she's just ridiculously talented, and I would love to see her pull out a win on this one. But, of course, now she's not going to.
And next up for the win?
Oh, this is a hard one. This one I have a hard one with because I want to say Kerr. I love Chrissy. I want to see her win. I think she's got the energy. She's got the passion. She's got so much momentum behind her. But I'm
You're forgetting a whole lot of other traits, but I'll keep that off the radio for you.
I'm torn. I'm torn really between Shin, who's been playing great golf. You know, we've got Miyazato that's been playing fantastic golf.
You're turning into Josh now. He usually has six choices. You can't have six. You gotta just pick one.
Oh, I don't like picking one. I'm gonna go. It's so hard.
I feel like I should put the Jeopardy music on.
Yeah, I need like the Jeopardy music, like do do do. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Miyazato.
Right. Wow, so my disappointment becomes a winner, and yours does as well. So now for the predictions from the sane in this group. I'm picking Brittany to win. And
okay.
I've done a lot of scientific research, and I will explain now. Christina Kim could still win this thing, and I'm telling you, that's my dark horse pick, and she's going to have an incredible week. But Brittany has played really well this year. In spots better than anybody on the tour. She's fairly local, being about an hour away from this golf course. She's playing it She played it last week, I believe, on right before Thanksgiving, you know, to warm up and get used to the course. Just recently, she's hit the ball as good as I've ever seen her, but the putter came as a little let down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that that will heat up, as it usually does for her in spots, and I think she comes away with the victory. But even more than all that scientific research, so far this year, so far this year, THP the magazine had Jim Furyk on the cover when it was announced he won the next week. We had Fred Couples on the cover when it was announced he won the next week. And Brittany Lincecum's on the cover for our issue coming up in the next few weeks, and she's going to close out the season with a win.
I like how that sounds.
Me too.
That's good. I like that.
And if it does, I suspect that every golfer in the world is going to be beating down our doors.
I know.
But I have news for them. So that's my pick. I'm sticking to it. When they win, I can come back to everybody and say, look at me, I'm wonderful. Not that I won't do that anyway. But
I was going to say, not like you don't do that now.
That's okay. You're allowed to.
So, like we said, the Tour Championship is this week. We will be out there covering it. It's going to be a ton of fun. One of the things when we – and we do it with the men too, more golfer gal than me, but we're always looking at apparel.
Yes.
We're just clothes people. You know, a lot of people look in the bags, and we do that for all our readers, get the what's in the bag, and we'll do it again with the LPGA girls. But we look at apparel, and if we had to go through and go with a best dressed on the LPGA Tour and what we expect from the Tour Championship, obviously we don't have scripts, but who are you most interested to see what they have on this week, Golfergo?
Christina Kim. I'm always interested to see what she's wearing because you just never know.
I couldn't agree with you more. She was on the tip of my tongue when you said that. Absolutely.
And would you go as far as say she'll be the best dressed out there?
No, I would not say the best dressed. As I've said many times, her style is not my style, but that's just a personal preference. But because she's at home, she's going to have some home fans. I think she's going to go out there and just wear something crazy, and I cannot wait to see what it is.
Do you think crazy like we're going to see like Poulter does with the Union Jack pants?
It's very possible. All I know is that I will stay until they kick me out so I can find her and take a picture.
I'm sure you'll be able to find her.
Yeah, she definitely. I mean, she brings just the energy that she brings with the way she puts her outfits together. I mean, she just brings so much energy to the sport, you know, before she even takes her first drive. I mean, it's just so exciting to see her. And I think I agree with you. I think from fashion-wise and apparel-wise, Christina Kim is going to rock it out there. And I'm looking forward to seeing her and see what kind of, you know, the new shades that she's wearing. I know she has her new high-performance eyewear that she's been rocking out there, you know, and on tour. So she'll be fun to watch. I agree. I'm going with that one as well.
You guys are making conservative picks, and I like it. Being that I don't wear ladies' clothes, I'm not going to obviously select this because I don't know have the information necessary. I'll say this about Christina Kim, and I've said it before. There's very few people in the world of golf that move the needle. On the men's side, Tiger Woods wins it, moves it through dominance. Phil Mickelson moves the needle, and they move it because of their play on the course. Before I segue into Christina Kim, I'm not saying she's not a great player because she is, but very few people move the needle in the world of sports and particularly golf quite like those guys do. Another guy that moves the needle in the world of golf, ratings wise, is John Daly. And forget about the fact that he's a disaster, and I'll be the first to say he's a hot mess out on the golf course.
Come on, it is so much fun to watch John. It
depends on who you are. But
I love him.
he had a certain thing his whole career that people could never identify, and that's charisma. And love him or hate him, people want to see him. Now, I will not make the comparison between John Daly and Christina Kim because I don't think that's fair to Christina by any stretch of the imagination. But Christina has a charisma that the LPGA Tour needs more than anything in the world. And some people would go and say, oh, it's self-promotion, it's this and that. And maybe it is, but that, you know, as an independent contractor, you have to do that. But charisma is what this tour needs, and if they would get behind her and take that to the next level, they'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There's very few people who have that on the LPGA Tour like she does, and I personally believe she can move the needle better than anybody else out there. And that's my mini rant of the week that I tend to do often.
No, and you know, and I agree, and I think one of the great things about golf now, and kind of looking at it from the apparel aspect of it, is that there are, you know, apparel has come such a long way, and it's giving women such an opportunity to really express who they are and not just kind of living in the box that the golf, you know, I guess, industry has created for us. We can really go out there and express ourselves with colors and patterns and fabrics and so many great things. And I think Christina Kim has taken that and has, you know, parlayed that into kind of her own brand. And it's exciting to see that. And it's fun to watch the other LPGA players doing very similar things as that, is taking apparel and just helping express themselves and showing their personalities a little bit more than they have in the past. So I agree, LPGA needs more of it, and I think it's coming. I think we're going to see a lot more of it in the coming years.
I hope so.
I hope so as well, because, like I said, very few people move the needle in terms of the world of golf, not just the LPGA in general. And she can bring in viewers like very few can in terms of just raw charisma and people that you want to enjoy. And that can come out so wrong on the radio, but most people will understand what I mean. With that, that wraps up another show for us. Like I said, this week we will be out at the Tour Championship talking all things LPGA. We'll have tons of pictures and videos, some player interviews, some what's in the bag spots, and everything else. And we hope you stay tuned on the THP forum and homepage for that.
Yep.
For myself and Golfer Gal, I want to...
Wait, I want to stop you. Don't forget to check out Golfer Her's website.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, I thought you... Sorry. I thought you were just...
This is just like life in general, the way she interrupts me. For myself and Golfer Gal, we want to thank Golfer Her for coming on. Please do check out their website for any of your apparel. Golf4her.com. I believe I have that correct.
You do.
And
some holiday sales going on, right?
Yeah, we've got some great stuff happening between now and Christmas. Every day there's going to be something new. So, you know, I recommend everyone who's listening to this to sign up for our mailing list so you get priority VIP alerts on when those specials are ready for you.
That sounds great. And we want to mention that our THP the Magazine issue with Brittany Lincecum will be out very soon. There's an incredible story in there that Golfer Gal writes about spending a day with Brittany and kind of an insight into her as a person, life on the LPGA Tour, life outside of golf that you will not hear or see anywhere else. It really is remarkable. I've read it like 5 times now. I can't stop reading it. And we will make sure that we get a follow-up with some of the players out there. And so for myself and Golfer Gal, unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Goodbye, everybody.